Tonight's Shir Siman Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Yud Aleph Yud Beis and Yud Gimel Sif Yud Aleph Beis HaKnesses Olaveinim VeEitzim Beis HaKnesses Yashin Shasasoy A shul or the bricks and wood from an old shul that was demolished Yechon Litein V'Matona They can be given as a gift The Ilav Dehav Lehano Minei Because had they not received some kind of benefit from the recipient of the gift They won't give it to him. So it's essentially like a sale. The Gemara says when you give a gift, it's the same as a mechira. The same way you can sell the shul, so I can gift the shul. Because obviously the person who I'm gifting it to did something for me, so it's like an exchange. The Shachar continues, You can also exchange it for another, and then the original one is no longer Kaddish. I will also the mashkanon ola haskiron ola hashilon, but you can't use the shul as collateral or to rent it or to lend it. Afilu aide shiva tovi ha'ir, even through the city council of seven, she'edai neshama k'dusha sam, because in each of these cases, in a case of collateral or a rental or a loan, the shul is still kadosh. There's no exchange that the shul can become chol. The shul is retaining its status as a shul all along. It's not like this, it's exchanged with something else for the kedusha to go on to that. This is specifically a concern if the kedusha is diminished. You can loan a sefer Torah and they're going to learn from it. Even if it's a Sibur Sefer Torah to be used for a Yochid, that is permitted. Mishtabura Sifkot and Samachtal, Besa Knesses, Yoshin, an older shul that you're going to gift to somebody. Sifkot and Samachay, Besa Knesses, Yoshin, or the stones or the bricks from the old shul, perish. Shekfar Hispalu Bo, they've already davened there. Kileel Sifches, Aglen Sifches, or Has Kedusha. They can give it as a gift. The same city council, with the city's approval, the same way they can sell it, they can gift it. Some say even without the community's acquiescence, they can do this. If it's the big cities, we say it's also under any circumstance. Sifkan is a gift. And once it's given as a gift, the recipient can do what he wants with it, anything. It doesn't have to be any kedusha at all. Because the logic is, it's the equivalent of a sale. Certainly, if they're giving this to somebody, then the recipient did something for them. Or if they didn't receive anything yet, they anticipate something from him down the road. Well, if he's according to this, if they want to gift it to people in a distant place, they certainly got nothing from them, nor do they anticipate getting anything from them. Then it's taka asur. Because there's no exchange for us to say the kedusha beis kenesses is transferred to the other thing. Therefore, if kedusha asal, kedusha won't go away. For asur l'shtamish, but it's forbidden to use it. Again, the whole concern here is when we want to give it to someone else and this recipient will do what he wants with it even though there's no kedusha. But if you're giving it, that they should daven in it. If you're giving it, that it should continue to be a shul under different leadership, that's fine. They ain't can have the kedusha because there's no diminishing of the kedusha. Like the Ramah writes, if you look at Magen Avraham, he leans to say, similarly, they can gift a Sefer Torah. Or any other item used for Kedusha, Matan as a gift. Because there's no diminution of Kedusha by the giving of the Sefer Torah cover or the Sefer Torah crown or things like that to the other shul. Sifkan Samach Test, but you can't use a shul as collateral, the mashkanon or the haskiron as collateral or to rent it, the kivan shegufa chefes lo nimkar, since the actual item has not been sold, idayin b'shus b'alam hishonim, who it still remains under the ownership of the original leadership of the community, ubekedusha sekoi, and it remains in its kedusha. The kedusha doesn't go anywhere. Sifkan ayin ol hashil. You can't lend it out. Perish alzman temporarily. Vachachizim ba'ayin. Then he'll give it back intact. You can't do that. Dilu ba'avol lechalutin. But if it's a everlasting loan. Vahalova yachsel levenim achem tumasam. And the one who borrowed doesn't give it back. He gives like different ones in return. Levade sure, that would be okay. Dahayin chalib mesharbinan. That's an exchange, and that would be permissible. Sifkan ayin aleph va'afila deshivat tuvia ir. Even if the 7 leaders of the community are involved, they can't lend it, rent it, or mortgage it, or use it as a collateral.
You can't rent out a shul for bar mitzvah.
If the shul is being used as a shul, it's never a problem. You can't rent it out to have bingo night. You can't rent it out to do something which isn't kaddish. To use it as a shul, that's not a problem. Someone wants to say, I need a shul for my kids on mitzvah. Can I rent your shul for this Shabbos? They're using it as a shul, that's fine. The problem is they're using it for something chol. So if it's a sale, they can. If it's a rental, they cannot.
What if there's a social hall attached?
That's not the shul. We're only talking about the davin. Sifkan ayinah, v'afilu de shiva tuvi ir, even through the shiva tuvi ir, v'afilu im hoya gam ke mayin asher, even if it's with the mayin asher ir, they can't. They have no right to lend it, rent it, and so on. Sifkan ayin beis, she'en kan davar achav v'chulu, because there's nothing to exchange the kedusha. The afal pisha kibo mois, even though you do get money, kisha mishkanon or askewin, when they're rented out or even laid up as collateral, that means I got a loan and this is my collateral, you got money. Ein shaykh loma dechal kedusha mois, we can't say the kedusha is transferred to the money. So ein gufa chefetz kano, because he didn't acquire the actual item. Vidai nisha bekedusha, so it remains kadosh for kamish damish bekedusha, so he's using kadosh for things not kadosh. In other words, it's true there's money transferred by a loan when this is the collateral or on a rental, but the shul is still a shul all along. It never lost its status of shul. The reason why mechira works when I sell it outright, so the kedusha goes in the money and the shul is no longer a shul. But in these cases, it's still going to be a shul. The shul concept, the kedusha business, never goes away. Sifkan ayin gimel shemaridim mikedusha son. The Ramah says that the concern is if the kedusha goes down. That means the one who's borrowing it or renting it wants to do chol, wants to do bingo, wants to do some kind of party, has no shaykhis to the kedusha beis knesses. Sifkan ayin dal. But if there is a kedusha, you're using it as a shul, there's no problem. I feel a sefer Torah, even a sefer Torah can be lent. For koshkin lahashul beis knesses, but certainly you can lend out a shul that they want to daven there. For ayin ve'olus tamid, you look in the sefer olus tamid. This is when the borrower or the renter will use the sefer Torah to lend. Or they'll daven with the minyan and shul. If not, the kedusha. If not, there will be a bizoyin of the kedusha. But the Magen Avraham brings that the poskim seem to disagree with this. In other words, I don't need a minyan. He's saying, if you don't have a minyan, let's say I'll daven with 3 people. I want to rent it to daven with 3 people. So that's taking away the kedusha. If it's a minyan that takes over, that's fine. But for 3 people to daven there, that's the Olos Tama doesn't like. The Magen Avraham says, no, we don't see this distinction in the poskim. They don't make this distinction. Se'if Yud Beis, mi sheyesh lo tenai im hakohol, shlo yuchal livnos besekenes kim hu vizaro. A person has an agreement with the community that only he or his descendants have the rights, the sole rights to build basic knesses in the community. He cannot turn around and sell that right to someone else. If a person has a zechus for a certain mitzvah, that's him and his family's zechus, you can't sell it. It doesn't have to be that. Be any of our mitzvah. This mitzvah is the reshus of this family. They can't sell it. The community agreed for that man, his family, to be involved in this. We don't see that the community allowed him to transfer to anyone else, unless it was an open condition up front, that he can sell his rights. The Taz writes, the Shulchan Aruch is discussing a case when the community gave this to him as a gift for no price. They wouldn't charge for it. But if he paid for it, if he paid for the rights to be the exclusive builder of the shul, who could call kinyan the yama. That's like any other purchase. Why can't he sell to someone else? If the community gave it to him, it's a matana, you have the exclusive rights to build, then he can't pass it on to someone else and charge them. But if he paid for that right, maybe there was an auction, there was bidding, and he won, and he paid for it. So to Taz, then he could turn around and sell it to someone else. But it's clear that it would have to be someone else who is proper for the job, like him. That's when he has his chus that he has and can transfer. We also find in the halachas of Levush that they gave him permission explicitly to sell. His chus has to be when it's someone like him who is fit for the job and appropriate for it. Se'if Yud Gimel. Gavu ma'os lebinyan beis haknesses. They collect money to build a shul. U'bal ha'dvar mitzvah, then, before they build the shul, a mitzvah comes their way. Motzi'in ba ha'ma'os. They'll use the money for that mitzvah. Kanu avonim v'karis. If they purchased stone and beams for the shul, lo yimkrum l'dvar mitzvah. They will not sell them at that point for money for a mitzvah. El pidyon shvuyim, with the exception of pidyon shvuyim, to redeem a captive, they would sell them. Afal pi sheviu avonim agedorum, even if they took the stones and already put them into walls, vesakayusu paslum, where they have the beams and they already sanded it down and made it the size, veskinu hakol beinskas, is all ready to go into the building. Meichun hakol the pidyon shvuyim levad, will sell it all if it's for pidyon shvuyim, but only for pidyon shvuyim. Avalim banu vegamru, but if they built it and finished, lo yimku beis knesses, at that point you don't sell a shul. El yigbu the pidyon min hatzibur, will have to collect from the tzibur money for pidyon shvuyim. Mishtabura sifkan ayin zayin, devar mitzvah. They're collecting money to build a shul, and then a mitzvah comes along. Midasasam, the fact that the shulchan aruch is silent, what mitzvah is it? Mashma kol devar mitzvah, the implication is any mitzvah. Kitztorka, kiyotze b'zeh, could be charity, anything like that. Even though it's not more severe and strict than the Kedusha Beis Knesses. Even though we pass in Sif Hei. Begavu Mo is when you collect money for a shul. You can only change it for a higher level Kedusha. It has to be here, is discussing when you have the seven leaders of the community with the community presence. And they have the right to use the money for anything else, even a lesser Kedusha, even for non-Kedusha. The Taz says, even if you don't have the seven tuvia ear, and you don't have the Maimon HaShir. The case of our halacha is when they're borrowing the money from the building fund. Then they'll give different money back to the building fund. The also time maybe sifkan base. This follows his view on sifkan base. This really shown by gov most the mutl kach derechava, that even though he holds it, even though you collect the money for the shul and you designate it for the shul, if you borrow it and give back different money, that's okay. Sifkan ayinches lo yimkrim l'dvar mitzvah. If you purchase stones and beams, at that point you don't sell them for a mitzvah, only pidyon shvuyim. Lo yimkrim l'dvar mitzvah v'alpi shel alpi hadin. Even though the halacha is that if you have the seven to be ear, you can use the money for choil. Certainly for our mitzvah. Still, you shouldn't do it. You should collect from the community. Once I've built the shul, then even for pidyon shvuyim, you're not going to sell it. Dafka gamru, it has to be totally finished. If you didn't finish building it, it's still stones and beams. And this could be kind of we mentioned before that you would sell for pidyon shvuyim. Sifkan peyla yimku beisik knesses. We're not going to sell a shul. Perish in ro ilan shi lasoskin. It's improper for the community to do this. They should rather raise the money. Avol min hadin. But if you want to the straight halacha, shori pidyon shvuyim the kedusha chamor chol gavdi. We always can sell for an upgrade in kedusha or for pidyon shvuyim. Even without the seven tuvi ear and maimon anshi ear. So again, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us this is what you're supposed to do. La halacha, pidyon shvuyim trumps everything. But practically speaking, once the shul is up, you shouldn't be selling the shul. You should rather collect money from the community to cover the cost of pidyon shvuyim than to sell the basic classes.